you were telling us a story about some witnesses seeing this large, hairy creature. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the fellows see this thing walking up across the road up behind their home. So I asked the person on the property if it was all right if I went up and look around on the property. And some of the kids asked if they could go along. And I said, sure, let's go up and take a look. So we're up there walking around for a while and really didn't see too much. And I'm just about ready to leave the area when I happen to look down. And there in front of me, and everybody kind of gasped, we saw it was the strangest three-toed footprint I had ever seen. It was 13 inches long, 8 inches wide, very well-defined three-toed track. I got on the radio, called one of my associates to come out. We took photos and measurements, made a cast of the footprint. And coincidentally, while we're out in the field, we get a radio call that one of our investigators up north of Pittsburgh, almost to the Ohio line up in Beaver County, that morning had looked into a report that the police were investigating of a person who claimed they had seen a large hairy creature looking to a window, I believe, of a mobile home. And the police had found some large footprints up there as well. Well, that was the beginning of this large, extensive wave of creature activity that went on for weeks and months throughout a large area of western Pennsylvania. Now, you know, lots of times you hear about a Bigfoot sighting happening in one small community. But this was taking place over a seven-county area, plus some other areas reporting some possible activity. And also, about the same time, down in Lancaster, down in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, there was some reports coming in of some creature sightings as well. So we had our teams responding to these cases basically 24 hours a day. It was just amazing the amount of reports that were coming in. We would be on the scene of one event. We might get a call from police department that there was another incident they needed us on, and we'd respond over to that. And there were so many cases that were just so intriguing. And, I mean, I can tell you about some of those events. And a lot of the reports we were getting, generally creatures about 7 to 9 feet tall, even though there were some reports of smaller ones, generally dark hair, no neck, arms very long, hanging down past knees, generally walking upright. In some cases, there were more than one creature reported. In many cases, there were multiple eyewitnesses. Many of the sightings occurred actually in daylight. Not all the sightings were in the evening. And there were certain areas where they seemed to frequent more. One area that there was a lot of activity was going on was along the Westmoreland County edge along the Chestnut Ridge. And the Chestnut Ridge is a very active area for all type of for many different types of anomalies. Chestnut Ridge is a mountain range that runs from Preston County, West Virginia, up through Westmoreland, Fayette, and Indiana County in southwest Pennsylvania. And there's been a long history of repeated phenomena almost year after year along the ridge area. UFO sightings, reports of strange animals, underground sounds over the years, many different types of anomalies that different people call in about. And even in recent years, we still get activity up along that area. There was quite a bit of Bigfoot activity reported again up in Fayette County. And I'm sure before the night ends, you'll hear that term Fayette County quite often, because it's been basically been a hotbed for many, many years of this activity.
Stan, the description of the creature, did anybody say whether it seemed like it could be treacherous or dangerous, or did they say it had an intelligence behind it, seemed friendly? What did they say?
Well, in a lot of the reports, and a lot of people saw these things at very close range. These things appear to be very curious of humans, of human activity. In some cases, they may have, you know, approached not real close, but fairly close, depending on what was going on. But generally, they turned around when they were seen. There were incidents that happened during that time where people actually did shoot at these creatures with various type of weapons.
Oh, geez.
But in no cases were there any indications that creatures were hurt or have been brought down in any of these type of events. And it was a very, very interesting series of cases. But as time went on and we had all these reports of these creatures going on and a lot of UFO activity going on, and we went into the investigation very open-mindedly, because we're going into these cases with the assumption from what we were getting initially that we appear to be dealing with some type of unknown primate, which historically there had been some history of Bigfoot sightings in Pennsylvania and, of course, from around the country and many other parts of the world. And but as time went on, we began to receive some reports. And again, back then, a lot of the reports were initially coming into the police departments or news media, and in a lot of the reports, they were referring them over to our group to follow up with an investigation, even though back then, some of the cases, the local police or state police did investigate some of the reports. And some odd reports began to happen, which began to make us wonder more and more exactly what we were dealing with. And, you know, I must tell you this, after so many years of investigation, going on 51 years this year that I've been doing this investigation, I've never seen a UFO, I've never had a Bigfoot encounter, but I've investigated many, many reports, and I've seen a lot of evidence over the years that there's something going on, but I never had my own experience out there.
Stan, you know, some of the stories we continue to hear that it could be an ape, it could be something dimensional. Some people think maybe it's an ET. What do you think? What's your gut tell you?
Well, as these, especially during the 73 wave, there were things that began to take place that had us all, I could say, a scratch in our head. There were incidents where there were trails of footprints that just suddenly stopped and vanished when the ground conditions were conducive for other type of tracks, more tracks, so they just weren't there. There were incidents that began to occur, and I'll give you a few examples. September 27th, I believe, up in Beaver County, two women out in the rural area standing there waiting for a friend to come by to pick them up when they see this large, hairy creature. And this one was covered with white hair. Now, you don't hear about them very often, but occasionally get reports of white, colored Bigfoot-type creatures. This thing was running across the road ahead of them going towards a wooded area. But just seeing the creature alone was fascinating and very unusual, but it was carrying a small sphere of glowing white light in one hand. And as it ran into the woods a short time later, an object appeared in the sky, which they thought at first was an aircraft, but it came over the area and projected a beam of light down into the woods where the creature had ran into. So that was a kind of a fascinating report. And then we began to get other reports as well, which made us really wonder what was going on. But there was a real intriguing event that happened on February 6, 1974, that made us really wonder exactly what we're dealing with, and it gave us a new dimension of the fact that we might be dealing with something more than just a flesh and blood creature in some of these cases.
All right, what happened?
February 6, 1974. For those listeners who were around back that time, they'll remember that there was a national trucker strike going on around the country, that there was some violence on the highway back then. So in Pennsylvania during that time, you had the National Guard patrolling with the Pennsylvania State Police. So on this particular event, the State Police Barracks at Uniontown received a report of this incident that happened up in the mountains, not far from Ohio Pyle. And when information we got, and we couldn't get up there early the next morning because we couldn't get any gas till that morning. We got up there very early the next day. But anyhow, we found out that this woman had lived out in the woods all her life. She was very familiar with the wildlife, and she lived in a little cabin out there, and she had heard this commotion out on her porch. Now, she had some garbage over there in the corner, some tin cans, and she heard the tin cans rattling. So there had been a pack of dogs, wild dogs coming through there, thought the dogs had returned to the area. So she loads her shotgun with one round of ammunition, was going to just fire over the head of the dogs and scare them away. So she turns on her porch light and opens up the door, steps out the door, and instead of the dogs being there, just a few feet right and directly in front of her is this very large, 7-foot-tall, hairy creature with its arms straight up over its head. And I remember exactly what she said to me. She never called it a Bigfoot. She said, it looked like a great big hairy ape. So what does she do? She fires right directly into that creature.
Oh.
And she said, there's a bright flash of light like somebody took a picture, and it vanished right in front of her eyes.